Erica Berry Flowers on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
I really like it when I'm sent on these recordings. It's a real pleasure. I'm back at Erica Berry Flowers in Ilkley with, well, the lady herself. Erica, hello.
Hello.
First time we've met.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah. Underwhelming, aren't I?
Pleasure's all mine.
And Catherine, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Catherine Ruby-Jones. I work with Erica.
Previously, when you guys have been on the show, you've talked about the benefits of flowers in terms of how it affects mood and mentality, and even NASA have done investigations into this, the importance of flowers and how they can affect thoughts. And we're developing that point a little further today.
Yeah, we wanted to follow that on really with work that we're doing within the shop, because we have been finding all this really fascinating, and we thought we wanted to support a charity this year. And with all the mental health issues that are being discussed in the news and that people know about socially, and to do with the benefits of flowers and plants, we wanted to choose a charity that would be very relevant. So we want to support this year the charity Young Minds. Their mission statement is that they are the leading charity championing the well-being and mental health of children and young people in the UK. And we thought that was a really good thing to do, and we'd like to help spread the word of the charity so that people can know that there is help and information out there, both for young people and parents and carers. So we're going to do some fundraising and raising awareness of the charity from our shop on Railway Road in Ilkley.
Before we go on to how you're doing that, mental ill health in children and young people, it's a lot more prevalent than perhaps a lot of people would care to believe.
Yes, absolutely. Personally, my two children have just left school, and they certainly know, both themselves and a lot of their friends have talked about mental health problems and issues, and I think it is an awful lot more common than people are aware of.
I think it's becoming something that can be spoken about more. It's not such a taboo subject as it was, particularly with the Princes William and Harry opening up about it, which has probably raised awareness a huge amount and made it more acceptable to talk about as well.
And that was partly our thoughts as well with supporting this charity and being able to talk to you guys and other people, customers, when they come in through our blogs, so that it is a subject that actually it's absolutely fine to talk about, and in fact it's really important to do that. So yeah, that's why we want to support it.
For me, when it comes to mental health, people still ask a question, which I think is harmless enough and meant in an innocent way, but if someone says, perhaps I'm depressed, I'm suffering from depression, the question, why? You have nothing to be depressed about. Mm. We still get banded around. And it's not kind of meant in a rude way or deliberately ignorant way. People just don't yet fully appreciate that the brain's an organ like any other organs, and sometimes it just doesn't work as it needs to.
Absolutely. And there are so many different causes of depression and different reasons why. And it's classic, isn't it? On the social media, someone looks as though they're having a fantastic time, but you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And and maybe people don't want to talk about it, but it's actually being aware. And if someone does say that they are depressed, certainly not belittling it.
So how are you guys working with Young Minds? What is it that you're doing to help raise awareness?
Well, this last week we've just launched our Young Minds bouquet, which is something that we're going to sell from the shop, and we've got a new web shop coming, so you'll be able to buy it online too. They're going to be two bouquets, one's a £35 size, one's a £50 size, which will be a bit fuller and have a few more flowers in. But both of them will be seasonal flowers, but bright, cheerful bouquets, and always including some yellow, because the Young Minds branding includes yellow. But the other special thing about these bouquets is that they're going to have a card attached to each one that says Erica Berry Flowers in support of Young Minds, and on the back it's got the Young Minds web address. So whoever gets the flowers gets this little card, which they can either keep for themselves, so they've got the Young Minds contact details there with them, or they could give it to someone else if they feel that that is more appropriate. And there's going to be a donation made from the sale of each of the different bouquets direct to Young Minds. So what it's doing is doing a bit of fundraising, but it's also raising awareness.
It's brilliant. And Erica, why did you want to back this? Why do you want to get involved in this?
We'd like to give something back to the community as a business. You know, it's up to businesses often to help promote causes and literally just give something back. We think it's particularly relevant here in Ilkley because there is such a population of young people, children, families, a lot of schools here.
We're going to get a photo of the Young Minds bouquet onto the website and start showing that on social media so you can see how beautiful it is. But it's a brilliant synergy, isn't it? As we started talking about this at the start of this chat, kind of how flowers just anyway help with mood, and you're just kind of marrying the two up.
Absolutely, yes. And something that we didn't really touch on so much last time you came was about the anxiety-reducing effects of flowers. So what we are sort of suggesting to people is that maybe young people have flowers in their bedrooms more, or the places where they're studying, because they can help reduce anxiety and stress. They can promote the feelings of well-being. And young people have said, when they've had flowers around them where they are working, that it does make them feel better and help them. So that can only be a good thing.
And if I can just say on a personal level, if I've spent a particularly frustrating day in the office, then the best therapy for me is to do a bit of floristry at the end of the day. I can go home then feeling so much better. Whereas if I just go home without having done that, I feel quite...
And no one likes to feel like that.
I think that noise is summed up quite nicely.
Just working with flowers is, I mean, it sounds corny, but to me it is therapeutic.
And I have to second that, completely the same for me. I have personally had mental health problems. I'm quite happy to share that with people. And working here has helped me enormously. So definitely, flowers are the way forwards.
And as you've said, for the Young Minds charity that you're supporting, there's a card in the bouquet that you're selling, mm-hmm. the Young Minds bouquet, yep. Should people want to either get in touch personally or if you want to pass that on to other people.
Absolutely. And the Young Minds website, for anyone who's listening who wants to have a look now, is youngminds.org.uk. And their parent helpline is 0808 802 5544. So that's for parents or anyone caring for children and young people who want some help and advice.
And if you've missed any of those contact details, we'll gather them all together at strayfm.com. Head to the lifestyle section and the home and garden bit, and you'll see the brilliant Erica Berry there. And you can get all the details once again. Catherine, thank you.
You're absolutely welcome.
And Erica, thank you.
Thank you.
Erica Berry Flowers on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.